One of the regular features of PPP SIG events is Alan Carr's introduction to using Audacity. And at AltC, Alan Carr was joined by Graham McElhinney from the University of Sheffield in introducing and discussing opportunities for the academic use of Audacity audio editing software.
Probably might get something to cut together. Talking all over you on recording.
That's fine, that was expected. Do you just want to come together and just maybe just reflect on some of the responses, interest, questions that came out of your demonstration of using Audacity? I think that's what you're doing, isn't it, Alan?
Yes, that's what I was demonstrating. Everybody seemed to be happy with it, the small group that, that we had. Even the chap who had used Audacity before, quite surprised when I showed him some of the features that he didn't know about, and the others hadn't used it at all, so they were very pleased. They asked a lot of questions, including things like, how long would the ideal podcast be? And we also talked about what educational uses there could be for podcasting. It seemed that their interest was went as far as creating the MP3 as opposed to publishing something on the internet. So that's what I found actually in a number of groups that I've done. They want something to put on the VLE, which is fine.
And that's an emerging theme, Graham.
I think that's something that we found quite a lot. And what I thought was also interesting, I'd like to pick up on what Alan said, very nice demonstration of Audacity. People very quickly saw what a low-threshold technology we're talking about. But what was interesting, as Alan said, was once we'd done the nuts and bolts of how do we get it to work and how do we edit and how do we cough out the MP3, the conversation did in fact turn to the actual pedagogical uses of it, which is when the questions of, you know, what is the ideal length and that sort of thing, which I think goes to show something I think we probably all suspect, is that we can get people to sit down and learn Audacity very quickly, and people who've got basic competence in using their VLE can probably pop a link over and get it uploaded and no problem. So perhaps for us in the PPP SIG, again, let's restate the title of our group. It's podcasting for pedagogic purposes. So I think it's looking to see what are the pedagogic opportunities of the technology, and that's where people like us need to think, I think, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic. It was a good session though, and I thought that went really well. And so well done.